Om Shanti. 10th of March 2019, Sunday. The blessing from today's Avyakta Mudali. May you be a holy swan who imbibes jewels of knowledge and finishes all waste. May you be a holy swan who imbibes jewels of knowledge and finishes all waste. Holy swans have two specialities. Holy swans have two specialities. One, to pick up the jewels of knowledge. To pick jewels of knowledge. And second, to distinguish water from milk with the power of discernment. To separate water. To separate from water means to distinguish between wasteful and the powerful. Wasteful is said to be like water, and powerful is said to be like milk. So to finish waste means to be a holy swan. So water means waste and milk means powerful. So to finish waste means to become holy swan. Constantly let jewels of knowledge be in your intellect at every moment. When your journey is continuous, you will become full of jewels. So, today's blessing is to become a holy swan. And holy swan has got these two main specialities. The first is to pick up jewels of knowledge and to leave aside the pebbles. And for this, Baba is saying, how do we pick up jewels of knowledge? By churning. By churning knowledge. And how should be the churning? Continuous. Thoughts become powerful by churning knowledge. Otherwise, thoughts have tendency to flow down. If you want that thoughts should rise up, if you want that thoughts should get elevated, one must take up different points of knowledge and keep on churning them. One must create topics and keep on churning them throughout. For example, there was a beautiful topic in yesterday's Mudali. Paperless Brahmin life. The paperless Brahmin life. Government is also working. There are many hospitals which have become paperless. So Baba said there is no need of any paper. But then he told the use of paper also. What was that? For? No, in yesterday's Sakar Mudali there were two things. One was about the usefulness of papers and one was about the futility of papers. So Baba said, don't use paper, it's a waste of time. But while giving invitation, you should use beautiful papers. So there were two statements for that. So from any Sakar Mudali, create topics. And then throughout the day, keep on churning them. Because if you don't create topics, on what are you going to churn on? You must have some goal to churn upon. We must have some reasonable, measurable, specific thing to churn upon. Otherwise, if you say, I read Mudali, that's not enough. You read Murli, that's fine, but what did you churn upon? That's a very important thing. Another point of churning, like, what are the disadvantages of BC, body consciousness? This is again a topic of churning. What are the advantages of SC, soul consciousness? One must sit down and churn or write down points. If possible, without paper, or if not possible, on paper. So, creating topics and churning. This is to become Holy Swan. So, Holy Swan is somebody who picks up pearls of, jewels of knowledge and churn it. Because by churning, you focus your mind on that particular topic, on that particular subject, and you let it expand. And it's only by focusing on something that we understand the depth of something. Because if we don't create topics, where we are going to focus upon? That is one thing. So that is why churning knowledge means, picking up pearls of knowledge means, taking up, like in today's Avyakta Murli. Baba described in part 2 of the Murli, what is this? What is Brahmin life, or what are the specialities of Brahmins? If you read it once, okay, you feel it, oh, it is good. But then you have to divide it. Any text, you have to make partitions so that you can contemplate on each one of it properly. Otherwise, there's one theory. You have to divide it and convert it into different topics, so that you have time to churn on each one of it. So, in the similar manner, part 1 of the Murli. It's very simple, but how beautifully Baba has described. There is an expansion, there is a tree. So, tree has got expansion, and tree has got leaves, tree has got flowers, and tree has got fruits. So Baba is happy to see the expansion, Baba is happy to see the leaves, Baba is happy to see the flowers, and Baba is happy to see the fruits. Now, who you are, the fruit, and the rest of the world is leaves or fruit or flowers or expansion. So this is what the Murli is all about. So the topic of the churning would be, how is this tree? What are the roots? What is the branch? What is the trunk? What is the branch? What are the twigs? What are the leaves? What are the flowers? And what are the fruits? And in one Murli, Baba had said, this is one beautiful tree, that in the same tree, you will get 2 to 3 different variety of fruits. There are some fruit trees like that in the world, where in the same tree, you get 2 or 3 varieties of fruit. So this is something like that. So these are all the things for churning. So here, Holy Hans means one who picks up pearls of knowledge, jewels of knowledge. Holy Hans means you churn knowledge. So how to churn knowledge? What should one do in order to sharpen the churning thing? What one should do in order to increase the churning? Find? Okay. 5 W's. And an H. 5 wives and 1 husband. Why? When? What? Where? How? Which? These are the ways to churn. What else? You are given a topic, for example, table. Table is the topic. You have to churn on it. What you will do? What are the disadvantages of table? What are the advantages of table? What are the types of table? Why it is? What is the meaning of the word table? What is the cost of table? How it is made? What are the specialities of table? What is the need of table? From where the table has come? why it has come, who invented, which wood, what is the quality of the wood, which paint. So this is the journey. Why only this color? Why not other color? Why not red color? What are the man-made? What time it was made? If it is damaged, troubleshooters, how to repair? What else? To whom it belongs and how can I acquire it? What are the means? Where do you get such tables? Which shop? And which is the quality? What is the guarantee? So, this is just a simple example that you have a table in front of you and now you have these many questions. In a similar manner, this duster. You are given write an essay on duster. How do you write an essay on duster? Again, the same. From where the duster is made? Who thought of duster? Which company is making? What are things written here? Who discovered? Who? What was the need? And from where? Which material it is made? What are the different types? What is the cost? Which is the best quality one? And many things like that. Who brought it? Who brought it here? Why it was not a good quality one? Why he brought this color only? So, this is the churning in this similar manner now, so on. Now, as we know so many things about this duster and this table, but we do not know much about so on. So, first of all, you have to collect raw material for churning. You have to know what are swans, where do we get swans, and what are the things which are associated with swans. Is it truth that they separate water and milk? Nobody knows. Is it, Baba often talks of milk of lioness is contained only in the golden vessels. Is it true? We do not know. Who will milk the lioness? To milk the lioness means death. Who will go near lioness? Milk of lioness, it means death, straight. It means death even after courage. So these are all the sayings which have been going down the ages, but we do not know the veracity of their, we do not know the truth of these things. So even for that manner, this is a myth, some people say. Who knows how does it separate milk and water? Okay, so swans. So Baba is using the word swan in a very philosophical and spiritual manner. So, but then even for that, you need some basic raw material to churn. For to churn, you need collect knowledge, information, bits of pieces of information. That is one thing, and then questioning, brainstorming, and then discussing and reading more about it and going in solitude and churning about it and sitting and trying to understand things. So this is how you pick up pearls of knowledge. What is this tree of expansion? And why Baba is happy to see both expansion as well as the essence? So this is how you keep on churning, asking questions. Okay. So holy hands means first speciality is picking up pearls. Second is it segregates water. It segregates milk from water. And water means waste. Milk means powerful. So basically it means a spiritual souls, they give up waste, they finish waste, and they revel only in powerful things. So this is, what does it mean? So it means power of discernment. Power of discernment, power to decide, whatever you call. So that you know that this is truth, this is untruth. You know that this is waste, and this is powerful, and you know that this is what I have to do, this is what I need not to do, I should not do. So one, the whole life is a decision where I should go or not go. Should I get up at Amrit Vela or not get up at Amrit Vela? Should I go to class or not go to class? Should I go to walk or not go to walk? Whole life, or rather every day, is a day of decisions. It's we decide. It's we are the architect of our day. We are the architect of our destiny. We decide. Someday, some body conscious thought grips me, and the whole day is lost in waste. Whole day is lost in waste. And when some soul conscious powerful thought touches me in the morning, and I hold on to that thought, I find my whole day is elevated. Early morning, a thought of depression comes, and the whole day I am in depression. Early morning, a thought of enthusiasm comes, that I have to benefit many souls. The whole day is elevated. Early morning, the thought of being worthless comes, a thought that my life is filled with difficulties, sorrows and sufferings, and the day is lost. Our each and every day, we should be doing something for others. And the best thing to do for others is not the giving outside superficial help, but the best help is to elevate the souls. The best help is to uplift the fallen souls. The best help is to pull them out of the vices and show them the way. They are lost, they are wandering here and there. So it all depends upon thoughts. Waste and powerful, water and milk, negative and positive. I have a very strong negative thought about somebody, and I begin my day with that thought, and throughout the day I find my stage is not very good. Even if it would be good, probably it will not benefit others. So this is all subtle. So to become holy swan means pick up pearls. We have one patient who is hard of hearing. So you keep on asking him, talking with him, and then in between only he hears. So he says, whatever is useful to me, only that I hear. And the rest I give up. He focuses like this. There is something very important to hear. So it is known as selective hearing. Selective hearing. Hear only those things which are useful, otherwise give up. So in the similar manner, we should have selective hearing. So, holy swan means journeying, means thinking, means creating topics every day. Every day we have Sakar Murli. The aim should be to create topics from Sakar Murli. Rather than writing points, just write topics. That's it. And the best, give to others for churning, or you ask them, what is it? They are sitting nicely, no? So throw a bomb in their peaceful lives. Let them come in little upheaval, so that they also start churning. So it's all about, because as I said, you have to create topics, or you should have a specific goal to think. This is the thing I have to churn, so that you can let go of all other things. Because every day Murli is 4 pages. You are not going to churn 4 pages Murli. It's impossible. Because every Murli has got about 20 topics. So first of all, don't write anything. Just write topics. Just as Sushil Bhai sends every day almost 20 topics from every Sakar Murli. Very powerful topics. Every day. This is such a good habit. That you read Murli and whilst reading only you create topics and just write down topics and send it to others. So that you can also churn and others can also churn. So creating topic is very important because you get focused. Only this much I have to think. Churn. That's it. Now I can zero in on this and let go of all other things. And my intellect becomes clear. So this is the way. So that is what is to become holy Hans. To pick up pearls of knowledge. Because sometimes in one page you will not find any topic on first reading. And then you go for second reading and you find some hidden topic there which you had never thought before. And the best way to keep our stage up is to do all these things. Otherwise mind has a tendency to go in depression, has a tendency to go in sorrow, has a tendency to go in waste, has a tendency to go to social media, has a tendency to waste time watching television or something or other, or talking with somebody or gossiping. Otherwise there are so many hundred other things, chit-chatting, wasting time or thinking about your sorrow of the past. Dukh dard, get drowned in those sorrows. If you don't do this every day, this is the only thing one does. Or future anxiety, future worries, or your departmental stress. Departmental stress. Routine. Keep on thinking only about those same routine people whom you see 100 times a day. So how can you get rid of it? The only way to get rid is keep yourself above all these things. Focus on knowledge. Every day there is a Sakar Murli of 4 pages. Even while listening or reading, create topics. Forget the Murli. Now take these topics and think about it. What is it? What are the different things? What this is a new thing Baba has said. So unless and until one does this, otherwise life is a wastage. Brahmin life. They say we are doing yoga. But are they really doing yoga? In fact, no. If you have 2 hours good churning, you can have 1 hour powerful yoga. So these are the only 2 things which are useful. Churning knowledge and doing increasing yoga chart. Yeah, to do. Why 16 hours? You have to do 24 hours churning. All the time you have to keep on churning something, some point of knowledge. When you see tree, think about the Kalpavriksha. When you see anything of the material world, link it with knowledge. So that throughout the day, you are thinking about knowledge. So continuously thoughts of knowledge, when they are there, and then when you sit in yoga, all thoughts disappear. And then you only become soul conscious. That's it. No thoughts even of knowledge or churning. So because otherwise stage goes down. This is an experience. Body consciousness pulls. Food pulls. Wandering pulls. Waste pulls. Gossips, picnics pull. And they bring you down. So to keep continuously on that track of knowledge, this is the goal. And keep on deciding in life, what I am doing, this is waste. I have to stop this. You should have a courage to say this to yourself, that this, what I thought, is waste. This, what I spoke, is waste. This, what I did, is waste. This is my behavior, which is waste. This is the relationship, unnecessarily I am carrying it for a long time. 10 years I am maintaining one relationship which is absolutely nonsense. It has nothing to do with knowledge. Why I am continuing this attachment? What it has given me? Except sorrow, suffering and misery. One should have the courage to accept that this relationship with a particular soul is total wastage of time. This relationship, this digital communication with a particular soul, this is stupidity. This contact with a particular soul, is not helping her or him, nor it is helping me. It's useless as regards knowledge. So one should have the courage to say, then discern this is waste, this is powerful. If this is powerful, we have less attraction towards powerful. But let me adopt powerful. And powerful is knowledge. Powerful is jewels of knowledge. Powerful is pearls of knowledge. Powerful is churning. Powerful is solitude. Powerful is silence. Increase the power of silence. Because when you come in body consciousness, the other soul with whom you are connected, he or she is also forced to come into body consciousness by your vibrations. When you are in soul consciousness, the other soul with whom you are in contact, he will also be forced to come into soul consciousness. It all depends upon you. Your stage high, all those souls who are interconnected with you, they will be high. You are down, all those who are interconnected with you, family, office, center, Madhuvan, they all will go down. It all depends upon your stage. Your stage is powerful, all will be powerful. Your stage is down, everyone would be down. So your stage has to be very powerful. That is necessary for your department. Om Shanti.